Tommy? Tommy?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hang on a second, Tommy. Hi, can you hold on a second? Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, that ticket in Vernon, did anyone go on there?
Oh, the one for Banky Road? I saw that, like, it was assigned to you, but then...
Or not Banky, Canna...
But then I took it away. Oh, my... Applications are dying on me. The one for Eugene Banky, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, I took it away because somebody assigned it to you and nobody even went out on it. So how do they know it's cable?
Yeah, okay. So my thing just didn't update. That's why I was calling about. Okay.
Well, do you want it? I mean, because he says like it's a fiber drop and all that. No, he just said a no dial tone. But
yeah.
then there was an email from Nightwatch that said Mr. Banky called in to say the fiber line leading into his house has come down and it's hanging across the road low enough to prevent cars from passing. And it says he has no electricity to the home, just fiber down.
Well, if he's got no electricity, nothing's going to be working anyway. Because I know up there, there's like a foot of snow. So
I know, that's I called, I have no idea what the hell's going on. Of course, nobody tells me anything. And I called Fred and I said, what does it look like? And he told me about Warwick and he says, Vernon is like buried. And I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
We don't know if it's a cable issue at all, you know, I'm not going to try and drive up.
But it's very, very, but if it's low and it says it's preventing cars from passing, that's my concern.
That's the one on Canawada Lane.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. So I wonder if his loop got ripped down.
Do you want me just to send it back to you? I'm sorry, Tommy. I really thought it was a mistake from Nightwatch.
No, that's okay. I will go take a look at the loop and stuff, but if electric's down too, obviously.
Yeah, I know that. And it's 228 Kanadawa Lane. Do you want me to send you the ticket or keep it in my bucket?
Keep in your pocket, but I'll go there. And then
I'm just gonna put TQ checking, so I don't forget. Only because I'll forget 5 minutes down the road, Tommy. I really will.
No, that's all right. That tree yesterday too, on Jordan. I showed it to Mark. That'll have to be some other time. But
Oh, yeah. The lady who said there was a tree on the line. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I showed Mark, and maybe next week, because all this is gonna melt by Monday. You know.
Yeah.
Supposed to be 50 tomorrow, which is crazy.
I've been, like, my feet hit the floor and the shit hit the fan, so.
Yeah, and now it's only Tom, which is crazy.
What do you mean it's only Tom?
Pete called out sick.
Nobody tells me fucking anything. This new guy, he's here for 2 weeks, and he's doing the same shit that everybody before him did. No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's just Tom, because I didn't see Pete this morning. I asked where he was. I guess he got real sick.
Unbelievable. He's got, I hope whoever's in charge is rescheduling those orders for MBS.
Yeah.
Tommy, thank you for telling me. And going forward, I have to reiterate, if you're taking a day or something like that, I know it's not your responsibility to tell me, but please let me know, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All righty. Well, yeah, I know it's the end of the year, but I'm just saying in general, so.
Yeah.
All right, so we're cool. Check it out, and then you'll let me know?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Okay, you got, and give me the weather report, too, because I want to know, okay?
Yeah, well, my dad's been up there since 2 a.m., and he said there's like a foot of snow up there. Suffolk's rural, and they've had outages all night up there.
Well, now, I know when I talked to Fred said that ONR said there's 60 outages, over 60 that came in at night, so we're screwed. I said to Fred, are we off the road? And he says, no, Rob's not taking them off the road yet. Because I guess the main roads are clear, but what about their driveways and shit?
And the main roads, like, I just went to that one on 54 Waterbury. Waterbury's a shit show.
Right, right. Fred said you were at Waterbury checking a loop or something like that. Yeah.
I already did that and had to drive away because there's service. Our loop got pulled down, but it's a shit show. Like, some of the main roads are okay, but once I go up towards Highland Lake, that's going to be nasty.
Yeah, and this, from what I'm looking at out my window right now, it looks like it's heart attack snow, because when I woke up, it was super fluffy, so I bet you it's very wet.
It's really weird. Like, I live outside of Milford in PA.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. My roads were just wet, and I had a little flush. And then I go to town, there's not a drop of snow, and that's like a mile from my house. And I go over Route 6 in the morning, so from Montague almost to Westtown.
I know exactly where you're heading and what road. I got that, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw 84, there was a bus smashed up, a tractor.
Troopers. Wow.
Like, the road, I don't think the plows were ready.
I didn't hear one plow. I can't say I'm close to the road, but I'm at an elevation where I could see the main road. There's been no plows. We're like landlocked. I don't think anybody was expecting this. It was supposed to be nothing, like less than an inch, they were saying, for days.
Yeah.
And like, I'm very surprised by this. When Tricia said to me, just take your stuff home, they're saying maybe we're going to get a foot. I'm like, no, they're not. She goes, just take your stuff home. I'm like, fine, Tricia, I don't care. I love working from home. And I woke up and I said, holy shit.
Yeah, it's nasty. And if it's that bad up there, like, I'll call you and be like, hey, we got to wait till they at least plow a little. Because if they haven't plowed and I'm on the road, and especially that Kanawata, that's a one-way road. It doesn't loop all the way around.
Vernon's a friggin' goat path to begin with. But so I'm certain Tom Berber is going to have a fucking heart attack.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's alone. Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know, Tommy, and good luck. Drive safe. And if anybody's smart, we wouldn't be killing ourselves in this weather, because no other utility is.
No, there's no point. It can get pushed till Monday or like.
Exactly. Or you know what? If they bring a crew in on the weekend when it's okay. No one likes to work on the weekend, but I'd rather work in good weather than shit like this and trying it and getting frustrated and killing myself.
Oh, yeah. Even if, like, you just slide off the road and dent the side of a vehicle, is it worth it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even thinking of the damage to the vehicle, not to mention the person behind the wheel. I don't know. I could go on for hours, Tommy. I just do not understand.
No, I will. I'm going to head slowly to Vernon. We'll see how it goes. And if it's that bad, you know, I'll tell Rob, too, like, hey, the roads are shit. I'll send pictures. What can we do?
Yep, there you go. All right, Tommy, cool. Thank you so much.
Got it.